The Jonah by James Herbert.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
James Herbert is not just Britain's number one best-selling writer of chiller fiction, a position he has held ever since publication of his first novel, but is also one of our greatest popular novelists, whose books are sold in 33 foreign languages, including Russian and Chinese. Widely imitated and hugely influential, his 22 novels have sold more than 48 million copies worldwide. April, 1950. Her fingers curled around the sides of the newspaper and lifted it from the small table surface where it had been lying flat. One top corner flopped over with the tightness of her grip. Her meatless buttocks stopped their jiggling on the hard wooden chair, the gentle rhythm of Billy Turnant's orchestra failing to stir them now. "One and tuppence! One and bloody tuppence for a tin of sardines. And the silly buggers were going to do away with the price control on other fish next week. Well, that was it, then. Eugene would just have to enjoy his white beans a bit more." It should have made things easier with food rationing being phased out, but lack of money in the pocket did a better job than any ration book. You'd think they'd do more to help war widows. Sodding Attlee in his welfare state. What about her bleeding welfare? And Eugene's?